Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith. Our text for reflection is Numbers 22, verse 41 to chapter 23, verse 1 to 12. Numbers 22, 41 to chapter 23, verse 1 to 12. The next morning, Balak took Balaam up to Bamoth Baal. From there he could see some of the people of Israel spread out below him. Then Balaam said to King Balak, "Build me 7 altars here, and prepare 7 young bulls and 7 rams for me to sacrifice." Balak followed his instructions, and the two of them sacrificed a young bull and a ram on each altar. Then Balaam said to Balak, "Stand here by your burnt offerings, and I will go to see if the Lord will respond to me. Then I will tell you whatever he reveals to me." So Balaam went alone to the top of a bare hill, and God met him there. Balaam said to him, "I have prepared 7 altars and have sacrificed a young bull and a ram on each altar." The Lord gave Balaam a message for King Balak. Then he said, "Go back to Balak and give him my message." So Balaam returned and found the king standing beside his burnt offerings with all the officials of Moab. This was the message Balaam delivered. "Balak summoned me to come from Aram. The king of Moab brought me from the eastern hills. Come," he said, "curse Jacob for me. Come and announce Israel's doom. But how can I curse those whom God has not cursed? How can I condemn those whom the Lord has not condemned? I see them from the cliff tops. I watch them from the hills. I see a people who live by themselves, set apart from other nations. Who can count Jacob's descendants as numerous as dust? Who can count even a fourth of Israel's people? Let me die like the righteous. Let my life end like theirs." Then King Balak demanded of Balaam, What have you done to me? I brought you to curse my enemies. Instead, you have blessed them." But Balaam replied, "I will speak only the message that the Lord puts in my mouth." My theme for reflection is divine sovereignty and the futility of human manipulation. Divine sovereignty and the futility of human manipulation. In the unfolding story of Numbers 22, verse 41 to chapter 23, verse 12, we encounter profound truths about God's sovereignty, the futility of attempting to manipulate his will, and the distinct blessing of being set apart by him. This passage provides an opportunity to reflect on these themes and apply them to our own lives, especially in relation to how we view others whom God has uniquely blessed. Balak's efforts to curse the Israelites through Balaam is a vivid illustration of the futility in trying to manipulate God's purposes. Despite the king's intentions and Balaam's reputation, the ultimate response is a blessing, not a curse. How can I curse those whom God has not cursed? How can I condemn those whom the Lord has not condemned? These questions underscore a crucial principle. God's will is supreme and operates beyond the reach of human influence or interference. Just as Balak could not alter God's blessing over Israel, we too cannot change what God has sovereignly decreed. Israel's distinct blessing and separation from other nations, as described in this passage, serve as a reminder of God's special providence and protection over those he has chosen. This set-apart nature is not merely a status, but a calling that involves both privilege and responsibility. In contemporary terms, those who find themselves blessed in every way, flourishing despite adversities, reflect a modern parallel to this biblical truth. Their lives bear witness to a divine favor that transcends human understanding and opposition. My dear friends, this passage teaches us to trust in God's plan, respect His sovereignty, and embrace our identity as a people set apart for His purposes. The story invites a shift in perspective when we observe others prospering in ways that surpass our understanding. Rather than yielding to envy or resentment, which are natural but unproductive reactions, we are encouraged to recognize the hand of God at work in their lives. Just as God's blessing was upon Israel irrespective of external animosities, so too His blessings on individuals today are secure and unaffected by human schemes. For those who have experienced envy or the desire for the downfall of others, this passage is a gentle yet powerful reminder of the blessings of aligning with God's will. Envy can blind us to the blessings we ourselves have received and distort our perception of God's justice and goodness. Recognizing that each person's prosperity under God's grace is part of a larger divine plan can liberate us from the toxicity of envy. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, have you ever felt envious of someone else's success or blessing? How does recognizing God's sovereignty over every life, including yours, change your perspective on this? Number two, what does being set apart by God mean for you personally in your daily life and spiritual journey? How can you more fully embrace this identity? Heavenly Father, we thank you for your sovereignty and the unchanging nature of your divine will. Teach us to see your hand in the blessings of others and to find joy in the unique ways you have chosen to bless us. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.